بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday I was speaking to a person, quite an elderly man. And he said, I'm going through depression. I'm feeling very, very sad, feeling let down by certain people, certain promises, etc. So I told him, Hazrat Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali was imprisoned and he was taken unjustly. His daughter was very, very young, young wife. And the pain they had to go through, the difficulty they had to go through, and the period he stayed in the prison, he spent his time teaching. When he came out of prison, he also naturally had a sort of depression, because his sheikh left the country, so he didn't have his elder over him, the physical presence of his elder. Furthermore, he didn't know what he must do. He's an alim, but he didn't, at that moment in time, what should I do, how should I work? So what he did was, he sat in the masjid and he spent most of his time in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala opened the way from there. So I told this person that if we turn to Allah ta'ala, our elders say that as long as you put your attention on people and things, then you will be prone to depression, because you are putting your reliance on a person or on a thing, and when they let you down, then you will become depressed. But if you put your attention on Allah, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel, Allah is enough for me, and Allah is the best of guardians, caretakers, Allah will take care of my affairs. So put our hearts on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put our attention on Allah. Allah, you will make it happen. Allah, you will do it for me. Now we're going towards the month of Ramadan. So how we can build this love of Allah ta'ala, this burning love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts? So ulama say, with the tilawat of Quran, with respect and love, you open the Quran al-Majid, هذا كلام ربي, this is the kalam of my Allah. With love and respect, we kiss it, put it close to our hearts. With respect, we read the Quran al-Majid. When we read salah also, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Salah is to remember Allah, to think now. Condition my mind, Allah is in front of me. When I'm making sajda, I am closest to my Allah, closest to my Rabb. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. So now that feeling must be there. It mustn't just be ritual, customary. Glory be to my Rabb, the Most High. So in sajda. And the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person is depressed, feeling a bit down. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, everyone left me. The whole world abandoned me maybe. But Allah, you never leave me. Allah, I'm never alone, because you are there with me. Allahu hadiri, Allahu nadiri, Allahu ma'i. Allah is present with me. Allah is watching me. Allah is with me. So there are so many hadiths that tell us the benefits of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dhikr of Allah ta'ala saves a person from the adab of the qabr. And on the day of qiyamah, a person will be greatly benefited by the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned that a person will come with 99 registers of evil deeds as far as his eye can see. And that will be opened up before him. He will be asked if he denies anything recorded in the account of deeds, whether the angels who are appointed to record his deeds had been unjust to him in any respect. He will reply, no, I can't deny anything. Then Allah ta'ala will ask him if he can justify his misdeeds. He will submit, he has no excuse. Then Allah ta'ala will say, well, there is one deed, there is one virtue to your credit. Today no injustice will be done to you. And a small piece of paper, which he recited with extreme sincerity, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, will be placed on the side of his good deeds, and that will cause that 99 registers to fly up. And nothing can compare to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq with ikhlas, with sincerity, with love, with respect. We can take His name, we can recite the Quran and Majid, we can perform our salah. InshaAllah, for a few minutes we can engage in the dhikr of Allah.